And now, back to Small Business Heroes, brought to you by TELUS on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
Welcome back to Small Business Heroes. This is James speaking. It's 7:49. We're joined in the studio by Jean-Yves Lord, Angela Sutcliffe, and Robert Knowlton, three business coaches. And we're talking about small business and how business coaching can help clients and all of these small business owners start working on their business instead of in their business. And one of the things at the break we were talking about just shortly was the fact that how do you know what your clients want, and how do your clients know what they want? So what I wanted to talk about is just what you're talking to a client. How does it work with a client? How do you you've used words like perspective and having a vision, and those are all sort of visual words. How do you get to that with the customers or the clients? What's that actual process?
Hey, Jean-Yves. You ask them. You ask them questions and find out. You have to clarify.
It's that simple?
It may not always be simple to ask the right questions, but in essence, a lot of people today, one of the things that happens, whether you're a small business owner or a manager, or even a parent who is not working outside of the home, there's so many things to do and you're so busy that we don't take the time to stop and to think. And when we do, we don't know where to start. And so a coach will help you that way, and really help you find out what's important for you.
Okay,
and really start digging in and getting to the core of the things that are important.
Okay, so how do you do that? Let's run through, for example, is there a series of questions or standard questions?
James, when I work with my clients, I have a specific intake form that I usually email to them. I can fax to them, but usually email
intake,
to them.
Intake.
An intake form, meaning they have to give me a whole bunch of information about themselves. And it usually takes people between an hour and a half and 2 hours to fill this darn thing out. Now, I call it a darn thing because you're asking them, what's important to them? What do they believe? What are their short, medium, long-term goals? What are things that sayings or words that they live by? What are their values? All these kinds of elements that we start to try to draw out of our clients and get a little bit of a snapshot about how they see the world.
And why is that important?
There you go. You're getting into coach training.
Good question, James. I was going to pass it on to Angela.
Yes, I was just looking at Jean-Yves. Well, it's important, first of all, the process, and I use a very similar process. I call it ask, listen, and assess. And through the process, the client gets a lot clearer about where they're going. And again, it comes back to what I said earlier.
You find most people don't know?
Most people don't know.
That's
right.
They know something. They have a sense of it. But it's never really that clear. It's when they're these metaphors all the time. When I'm stuck, it's like it's foggy, it's not clear. They talk in lots of language like that. So part of the process is to help them to, in a way, slow down in order to speed up.
Aren't you talking about slow down in order to speed up?
Yeah.
Aren't you talking about goal setting?
Yes.
That's one aspect of it. One element, because you can just set goals, but they've got to align with who you are.
What do you mean by that?
Well, often people will set goals that, as you know, James, goals are what we do. We set objectives and then we achieve them. Small little things. You're making dinner. It's not made yet. That's a goal. You do it. You achieve it. Human beings do this. This is how we create things. So having the specific goals that are in alignment with your values, that are in alignment with what's important to you as a business person, making sure that your products and services fit who you are. Because if not, there's an incongruence there. And generally, over and over, I find that people are not able to sustain their energy, sustain their efforts when things aren't in alignment.
I think, too, we've become a passive society. We wait for business to come to us. We wait for things to happen to us. And a lot of the coaching process and what we're calling goal setting, and you're quite right, Jean-Yves, that's part of it, is really, and I hate the word empower. I think it should be dead and buried. But it's giving the client the information, the knowledge, and the ability to take charge rather than sit and wait.
Okay, now, Johnny.
Add another piece to that. So rather than giving the client, it's helping supporting the client to take that responsibility, to own their own success to own the elements of their success that they have control over. And in many cases, some of them are carrying too much. They've got to give it off to other people so that others can help carry some of the load. There's lots of elements in that process.
Now you've been talking mostly about an individual here. I want to ask Jean-Yves, how does this apply to a company or your group of managers where it's not necessarily an individual set of values?
Mm-hmm. Well, in a case of a group, you in essence start working the same way with the group as you do with an individual. So you can bring the people together, and in fact, there's a lot of power there in even modeling. You know, the
what's
interaction.
What's model mean? If for people that don't know, what's model mean?
For example, if I were to start working with a group and bring them together, just the way that I would interact with the individuals would be a model. Would be a way
like an example
to operate. An example, exactly. And so even that to start off with, and then letting the people pick it up from there, and then, you know, throwing in a few pointers, and then working again on what's important for the group, for
the group
organization.
As opposed to the individual.
So you work from the personal level to the business level to the networks level, you know, where this business is making, you know, it's got clients, it's got, you know, other people they deal with, suppliers, et cetera.
Okay.
So you do the same thing literally at all levels.
At all levels.
Okay. People are really clear about where
they're
going.
Okay, so people listening, what I want to do is we've got a couple minutes left this evening. What I'd like to do is first, Jean-Yves, just if you could sort of give a snapshot of three things that you suggest when someone's considering coaching or wants to find out more about it, what are sort of three steps or three action items they could take?
If you're considering coaching, I think that the first thing that you have to ask yourself is, in essence, what do I want to do and what do I want to accomplish? And is that very clear in my head right now? Or would I benefit from having somebody help me surface that and bring that up to the, you know, bring that to into your conscience and then get more and more aware about where you're going?
Okay. And actually, we'll ask Angela for number two.
Okay, I was going to say
what Jean-Yves said.
Yeah, well, actually, I was going to say what Jean-Yves said. He said it so well. The second thing that I'd ask them once they want to know what they want to get out of it is, what are you willing to do? Are you willing to actually take the action, get out of your comfort zone to do it?
Okay, yeah. And Robert,
are you willing to do what it takes? And I'd say another one is to ask yourself, if really you're considering coaching and working with a coach, am I coachable?
Are you coachable?
Am I coachable? Because I'll tell you, there's a lot of people who may want to work with a coach but may not be coachable. They may not actually be open to making the changes that are necessary for them to achieve the success that they say they want.
Okay. So if someone's listening and they want to find out more about you, Robert, where should they go and who should they contact?
They can contact me at www.successoptions.com.
There's no wanky spelling?
No, successoptions.com.
.com. Okay, and what about you, Angela?
Well, I like them to give me a phone call at 613-789-1682.
And they ask for Angela Sutcliffe specifically?
They do.
Okay, and what about you, Jean-Yves?
In my case, a phone call would be just great at 819-684-1221. And ask for Jean-Yves.
Perfect. Well, I want to thank you all for joining me this evening. I enjoyed it, and I hope that you did as well.
And, certainly.
Thank you, James. It was great.
Again, if you're stuck for links, if you didn't have your pen, paper, cappuccino, and Snapple ready this evening, or you were watching a hockey game or something, and you wanted to find out the links and email addresses for this evening's guests, take the time to visit smallbusinessheroes.com. All one word, www.smallbusinessheroes.com. I want to thank our main sponsor, TELUS, again for the show, and also CompuSmart and the Business Development Bank of Canada. I hope you enjoyed it. I also want to remind you to take the time to visit Internet Marketing for Small Business. My new book is there. You can find out what's going on in Internet Marketing for Small Business. You've been listening to the Small Business Heroes radio program. I'm your host, James Maduk, and it's on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. We'll see you again next week.